training hard now the past couple of weeks, and everybody seems to be ready. Confidence is up, and looking forward to it. Yeah,
I suppose both Derry and Donegal have sort of come in under the radar. Like, there's, a unique pairing in a way now that there's no Armagh Tyrone involved this year.
It's good to get Armagh Tyrone out of the way. Everybody's talking, and all the talk was about Armagh Tyrone this past couple of years. Donegal, a lot of people had their eyes on Donegal maybe from the start, watched them in the league, they're very impressive, and we sort of slipped under the radar. Nobody really gives us a chance whenever we go out, but I think the underdog tag suits us. I'm not sure what way the bookies will take it coming into the match, but we'll see how it goes.
I suppose you're coming in having been tested by the best of them, Stephen McDonald, in the last championship game.
Well, I don't have too much experience now at the top level, but it was good to get a run out with Stephen McDonald, and happy enough with the performance we put in that day.
There's a lot been made in Donegal about the famine sort of to their last Ulster title in 92, but it's been quite a while since the Anglo-Celt was in the Spirans as well.
It's been a brave while now. That's what the talk is, you know. A lot of boys here have been here a good few years with no medals, so don't be taking it for granted being in a final. You need to get out and perform and hopefully come home with the goods.
And I suppose you're maybe fortunate in the way that you're not maybe coming with the baggage of previous defeats as maybe more some of the more experienced players.
I don't know if it's more pressure or less pressure coming in, but it's definitely a good experience. Them boys tell us what way to play it and how to go into the final, you know, and it's hopefully we'll come out with the one.